Hey, leaders and visionaries. Welcome to the Untamed Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Bree Johnson. I'm thrilled to be your guide as we dig into conscious leadership and personal growth. Our mission is simple: help you reconnect with your authentic self, untamed from who others taught you to be, and unleash the leader within. So whether you're a leader looking to deepen your impact or an individual yearning for greater fulfillment and joy, the Untamed Mind is your mentor on the path to becoming your true self. On this episode of The Untamed Mind, we are continuing the series called The Dear Untamed Workwife. The series, as a reminder, is people writing in with work-related questions, and I'm answering them from the perspective of someone who has worked in a lot of different jobs and in a former life was an employment attorney, and so offer some wisdom about how you may equip yourself as an employee to handle a difficult situation. I talk about a work wife because in many settings, you have your person that is part of your organization that you feel you can talk to. And usually that you may refer to that person loosely as a work wife. But I am an unaffiliated work wife, meaning I don't work within your organization and so may have a different perspective. And you also can feel compelled to ask more tricky or difficult situations because I'm not a vested party. So the question for this week's Dear Untamed Workwife series is, hi, Dear Untamed Workwife. I am feeling so much stress at work. My teeth hurt. I have a rash covering my entire body and I don't know what to do. Help me. Signed, Stressed in South Dakota. Dear Stressed in South Dakota, stop. I want you to take a moment right now and stop and take a deep breath. By taking that pause, by taking that deep breath, I want you to feel just a moment of peace in your body. First and foremost, your health and well-being and your body is showing you that you are not in a good place, that this pattern of whatever stress cycle that you are stuck in is causing you possibly irreparable harm in your body. There is no amount of work, compensation, accolades, anything that is worth sacrificing what may be this long-term harm that is occurring within your body. These symptoms that you are experiencing are your body's way of showing you it cannot handle anymore. It is in such an activated state. Your cortisol levels, your hormone levels are probably at such levels that is why this rash is appearing. It's why your teeth hurt. I'm going to make an assumption that you're not sleeping well and you're not finding any rest or reprieve in 24-hour periods, day after day after day. And you know this deep down, this is not healthy for you. So what I want to first offer beyond the pause is to say, if you feel that you are at a point where you do not feel safe to continue in this work environment, because often that's what's happening. Your body is going through a fight or flight stress response because it does not feel safe in your work environment. I don't know what's causing this stress, but I do want to offer that you likely, if you work full time, have available to you through your human resources department options, whether that's sick time, whether that's PTO time, whether that is a paid or unpaid leave, whether you need to take some FMLA time with a doctor's note and on the advice of a medical provider to get some space from this work environment that is causing you so much harm. The second thing that I think is so crucial to really understand is to take some time and reflect on the fact that your work is causing you physical harm. I liken it to situations back at the 1900s of the physical harm that so many factory workers were experiencing that led to major protests and riots and revolts because of the physical harm that they were experiencing. And I just want to name that you are experiencing harm. I'm not going to say that it is anyone's fault. Sometimes the harm that we experience and that arises with physical symptoms is actually harm we're doing to ourselves. And this can look like in the form of not having boundaries. So maybe you're working around the clock and you don't have any ability or don't feel that you have any choice in the matter. But let me reassure you, you do have a choice. You have a choice to continue to either not uphold your boundaries, to remain in this role, to not report if it is unsafe or unlawful behavior in the workplace. There are so many choices that you have at your disposal. But first and foremost, you need to focus on your health and take some steps to create some boundaries and space from whatever is inducing this physical reaction. The second thing that is so important in this situation, as you get some distance from it, some space, is to evaluate what can my ideal work environment look like. Because what's often happening is the work that you're doing may feel so out of alignment with who you are, with how you want to show up, with the, you know, in say a medical setting, with the level of care that you want to be providing patients, or the way that you want to be interacting with whether it's students or clients or your colleagues, is so far out of your values and outside of your kind of core alignment that, again, it could be causing this fight or flight reaction. Your body's really trying to get you to wake up. And so you really need to evaluate when you have some time to take deep breaths, get some distance. This isn't working. So what do I desire for my work and for my life? It's so important to reflect on the second part of the question and the second part of the work, because if you don't spend time to actually think through this, what can happen is, let's say you ultimately decide, you know, whatever is occurring in your workplace that is causing this physical reaction is not going to change. Even if I report it, even if I take different steps and institute different boundaries for myself, I don't feel that anything will change. And so I am going to make the conscious decision to quit and to leave this place of employment. And so you do that and you go in and likely find a new job and your hope is the grass is greener. But what instead happens, because you haven't really thought through what you actually desire, is more often than not, you're stepping into another environment that's going to have its own drawbacks that may induce its own stress reaction. Just same, like, what do they say? Same shit, different day. So same shit, different workplace, right? Because you haven't actually done the inner work to identify what do I want and how can I better screen for the types of environments, right? The setup of the work, the setup of the workplace, the boundaries that I will uphold to ensure that this type of reaction and that this type of whatever is the activator in your work doesn't show up again. And so the third thing that I just want to normalize for yourself is you are not alone in this. There are so many men and women who allow for years, for decades, for their entire career, their work to be a inducer of significant stress. And tragically, it often ends in those very people passing away at their desk, in their office. You know, all this hope for outcome that once I get to retirement, that's why I'm gonna put so much time and effort and really blood, sweat, and tears and sacrifice my well-being for 30, 40 years because I get to retire. But the sad reality is many folks do not actually have the privilege of retiring. And take it a step further, many folks do not have the privilege of retiring in good health because they sacrifice their health in their work. And so this is a wake-up call for you and for anyone else who is experiencing extreme stress, physical symptoms that are coming out, that not only are you not alone, but you have the choice, the sovereignty, the autonomy to make different choices. And you may immediately throw up an obstacle and say, but I can't because I don't have the financial well-being. I don't have the savings. I don't. But then nothing changes. And so you have to recognize and I suppose be comfortable with the trade-off of that active choice that then you would be making if you choose to remain in this environment, if you choose to continue to put your body and your health at risk for this toxic or otherwise just super unhealthy work environment. I want you to know that I believe in you. I believe you can take space. I believe you are worthy of taking and making very large changes for yourself, for your health, for your well-being, and that there are, whether it's sick time, PTO, taking FMLA, medical leave, unpaid leave, whatever options are out there, first and foremost, just giving yourself and taking that so that you can have some space to gain some perspective and think more clearly about your situation. Seek medical advice. Seek, you know, anyone, whether it's in the mental health space or medical providers, who can also guide you on this journey to restoring your well-being that has been damaged so fully by the work that you're doing. Sending you so much love, and I hope for healing and peace, and know that this inside work that you do to really evaluate what is a better work environment for you is going to set you up for so much better success, so much better balance in the future, and hopefully be in a better position where this doesn't happen yet again. Thank you so much for writing in to the Untamed Work Wife. And if any of you who are listening have a question, you can write in to me at bjohnson@briejohnson.com. You can also DM me on social media at @briejohnsonofficial. I love questions, work-related, work-life balance-related, you know, anything that you may be wrestling with right now, send your questions in to me, and I may select them to answer it anonymously as part of the Dear Untamed Work Wife series. Thank you so much, and hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us on the Untamed Mind podcast. I'm your host, Bree Johnson. Remember, the journey to becoming more authentically you looks like a steadfast commitment to your values and to untaming your mind. Stay tuned for inspiring conversations, practical tips, and a roadmap to a more balanced and joyful life. Until then, keep on thriving.